It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. I give you that phone number because it is time for Swap Meet. We all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or a souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history.
Yep.
What do you have? Well, it's time for Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you have, and we tell you if it's worth anything. And so far, there's been some times that it's been worth some
stuff.
Yeah,
we've had some good stuff.
312-981-7200. It's your chance to really just trade. It's your chance to brag about the things you've collected over the years. My guest tonight, Greg Flamm, he's in studio. He goes by the name DuPage Picker on Twitter. Greg, good to see you.
Always great, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. One of my favorite segments of the week.
Always fun.
Yeah, so let's see. So as I've been sort of forward promoting all night, you have been busy this week, and you have some stuff that you've collected this week for to start us off. So talk about what you brought in studio tonight.
Sure. So I brought in, being All-Star Week coming up, I brought in some All-Star memorabilia from the White Sox from 1983 and from, what was this one again, 2003. And then the St. Louis All-Star Game. I don't have any Cubs All-Star.
What is that? Is that the, not the bear, but the, what is this?
So it's a seat cushion. Right. Sponsored by Yago.
Yago and baseball.
That's right.
Now that's class.
Yep. So, and I have a thing with seat cushions. It's like I just pick them up whenever I see them. I'm like, someone's got to want this.
That's got to be the quote of the night. I got a thing for seat cushions.
That's right. Seat cushions. And and then I brought in, Mr. Popiel Pocket Fisherman and some other stuff I found this week were mostly some handheld early Mattel games.
You got the Popiel. Let's start there.
Sure.
This is the Pocket Fisherman.
Sure.
What is that?
Well,
I remember Popiel, and I remember the knife and that kind of thing, but the Pocket Fisherman. Wow, look at that thing.
And it collapses. So I remember in the commercials in the 70s, I think it was, it could collapse and everyone would be putting them in their glove compartment. So they just come up on a lake or a fishing hole, they could just pull it out and, drop a line. So, I had one in a box that I did sell. This one was without the box. And it had a cute little compartment here that you could put the bobber, styrofoam bobber.
I don't have
that, but it does work and it's kind of cool. And it's a good conversation piece. If you just let this out in the living room.
That's a coffee table.
It is. I mean, it's better than a conversation book. so that's kind of cool. But the Ronco and Popiel stuff, obviously, everyone has a story with that.
I
thought that would spark
and
some
then
conversation.
Let's talk about the video games you have here.
Sure. I have a small Pocket Simon. Yeah. I have the original Mattel Electronics basketball, which I believe came out in 76 or 77. And they remade them. So for value-wise, you want to look on the back, make sure it says 76, 77. Those are worth more, of course, than the 2001.
Right,
So there's that. And then I have a Merlin game in the box, and they had nine different games it would play, but that is stuff like people want their childhood. They want to, people redo whole rooms like their childhood, so they collect that stuff. And like I said, probably previous episodes, 35 to 55 is kind of, those people are collecting their childhood.
312-981-7200. The phone's already lit up. Pete is busy taking some names down. Let me start with David and see what we got tonight. David, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you got?
Well, I have a Cornets piece from the Stock Exchange building designed by Louis Sullivan.
Yeah, right. We were just talking about that.
Wow, that's that sounds.
Isn't that the building? Isn't that the story of Richard Nickel? That he went into that building when it was beat up, and that's where he fell and he died inside of that building when they were actually wrecking it, right?
Yeah, well the wall collapsed on him, as I understand.
Yeah, so that's a piece of the Stock Exchange.
Wow, that's
Thanks a lot for that, David.
Thanks, David.
Sure.
What do building like pieces of building and things like that go for?
It's something where sometimes you got to have the providence. You want to have a plaque or some kind of paperwork that went with it. Some people have it mounted, whatever, just so they can, give more of a story than just having, we had one lady with an asphalt from Marshall Fields or something.
Yeah.
So you want to have it done right if it's something worthwhile to yourself as a memory or monetarily. You want to have it mounted or displayed right.
I'm screwed on my jagged piece of concrete that I have from the old Comiskey.
Old Comiskey,
and I'm not even sure where I got it, and it's not labeled. It's just in a box, and I'm like, I just know that. Hey, that's from Cole Comiskey.
Well, here's a similar story. I actually have the confetti from the ticker tape parade when the Sox won. And I put that in a bag, and I'm thinking, you know, no one's going to believe me when I say this is from, you know, but I know. And you that's all it matters.
In here.
Right.
In here.
Right here. It's
right,
killing
right here. All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to Betty. Betty.
Yeah.
How you doing? What do you got?
I'm doing fine. I was listening to you talk about the architecture.
Yeah, right.
And back in the, I don't know if it was the late 60s, early 70s, Carson Terry Scott had a series of plastic bags that they would put their, you know, you carry home all your goodies in.
Right.
And they were really neat. They had all kind of different designs on them. Some were kind of like a Peter Mac style.
Okay.
Others were floral and that. And I just kept a bunch of them because I thought they were so nice.
Sure.
Is there any kind of a... You know, can you tell me anything about those, or are those worth anything in the...
I don't know.
Specifically, I couldn't tell you, but I do know, like, Marshall Field bags. I've seen a lot of 45 of them go for, like, $60. You know, it's crazy.
Wow.
You would never think just the plastic bags. So, obviously, what, Carson's isn't around anymore, right?
Well, I mean, Carson's is, I think the store is still around in some places, but not that one.
That
downtown.
One, right, yeah. And, so, yeah, it's something, you know, if you don't want it and you want to take a chance, throw it online and see, you know, but be patient with it. Give it, you know, maybe 2 months, you know, because it's not something that's probably going to sell in 5 days.
Memorabilia is like fishing. Throw it out there. Just got to be
right,
patient.
Right.
You got to see what
it's a lot
back.
Of things.
But
a lot of
Ron
things.
Popeil Fisher, pocket fisher.
Right, right.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve has got, Steve, what do you have here?
I've got a Mickey Mouse spacesuit. Wow. From the early 60s.
Okay.
It's never been opened.
Wow.
Wow.
And if the suit was open, like what size? Child size or what's, you know?
Child size.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, that would, being Disney, obviously that is value right there. But then, you know, old Halloween costumes have the value as well. And since it's never been open, yeah, you have something special there. I've never seen that.
Wow, Steve.
It's very small.
Wow.
Why haven't you not opened it over the years?
Well, I didn't have it. My dad had it.
Okay. You were smart not to open it.
Yeah.
I would have destroyed it.
Right. You got to keep some stuff out of kids' reach.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but that's awesome, though. Yeah, you definitely got something nice there.
All right. Good. Congrats, Steve. Got something nice. It's always good.
Yeah.
We don't get to hear that enough in society.
Right.
I'm never... it's something I'd like to hear once a day. You got something nice,
you got
Justin.
Something nice.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got some texts. Also, Jim's on the line. I want to keep Jim. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. If you have some memorabilia, something that you are fond of, that you want to brag about, that you want to see is worth anything, now's the time to call here on Swap Meet. Greg Flam's in studio with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing Swap Meet tonight. Greg Flam's in studio. You can find him at @DuPagePicker on Twitter. We are evaluating your junk.
Right.
Your memorabilia.
Right.
You got some great junk in studio.
I try. It's a challenge.
I've already got a text from somebody who said, how much for the Popeil Pocket Fisherman?
Yeah, it's something I'm not emotionally attached to, so I can part with that.
We need to get like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound effects and just kind of milk the drama
right,
of whether or not Greg will give up the Popeil Fisherman.
Yeah,
the Pocket Fisherman.
Orchestra swell or something in there, yeah.
Does he? Will he? Will
right.
he sell? All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you got for tonight on Swap Meet? You there, Jim?
Well, my name's not Jim. My name's Tim, if you're talking to me.
Oh, I am. I'm so sorry, Tim. Sorry about that.
Yes, my phone number is 815-70.
Right, you don't have to give me your phone number.
Okay,
just
but
go ahead.
In case anybody wants it.
Is that your memorabilia, your phone number?
I got a 1920s American Radiola 62 made by RCA.
Wow.
It's got a floor model, got an inlay on it out of this world. I'm on 120 at a big barn yard sale. Can be seen all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's beautiful.
I'm sure it is.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, I've been.
Did you just give a commercial for his yard sale?
Right, yeah. We could go look at the Motorola radio. Yeah, they, you know, certain models obviously sell faster than others. I've had some that sit forever, so I kind of, you know, you got to get the right person with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, I guess it falls into furniture.
Right. Yeah, that model, 1920s, would be a big furniture item.
And there's a whole market. I mean, for what I'd say to Tim is, you know, the idea that, I mean, I think of all the different antique shops that are going and finding things, they're going to be at your yard sale on 120 at some point, right, Friday, Saturday, right, Sunday, because they'll buy that stuff.
Right,
because
and it doesn't even have to work, they'll buy it.
Right, they'll buy it and they'll fix it up, and the next thing you know, you're in some hipster antique shop, and they're like, we need $1,200
for it. Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, I got to have it. I got to have it. That stuff goes.
Exactly. I've seen it.
Yeah, let's go to Ann. Ann.
Hello.
What do you got, Ann?
Hi, Ann.
I have a ticket for Soldier Field, mm-hmm, football, all-star football, Green Bay Packers against the College All-Stars, and that's from August the 30th, 1945.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, they paid $1.20 for it.
Nice. Well, of course. That's, you know, we had ticket stubs in here last weekend, and, people collect that stuff. Obviously, Green Bay or Chicago Bears stuff, yeah, that's going to
be something that people want. That's going to be something that people want. College All-Star, that's a whole different kind of...
Yeah,
there's some history in there.
There is, and I thought she was joking, referring to the Bears as the College All-Stars.
Oh, no.
The ticket, I guess it's probably in the $20 range if you're looking for a value. I would start there with an auction anyway and go from there.
All right.
But
thank you.
You have one or a pair, or what do you have?
No, I just have one. And then there's some baseball cards here that are, I never heard of. It's Hannes Wagner.
Okay. yeah, he's nobody.
Trainer, and the last one is Jimmy Collins.
Yeah, that I would have if you have a relative that could look into that for you, because that the Wagner card could be a huge thing. So you might want to have that checked out.
And I have to say, Ann, probably the best swap meet ever, that you just
randomly
went through Honus Wagner's name as if you've never heard of it. One of the biggest stars in baseball history. And you're like, I've got a rookie card for Honley Wagner.
Have that checked out. Don't let your grandkids put that in the spokes of their bike.
Hold on to that. See what it's worth.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Man. Thanks. 312-981-7200. I'm loving the swap meet callers tonight.
We got energy.
Little flavor.
That's right.
A little flavor.
Boost it up a bit.
312-981-7200. Let's go to the text. 773 says, I have a woman's wool coat, camel color, with a hood with fur trim from Marshall Fields. Bought it in the 60s. It's never been worn. Still has a sales tag attached.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. So if you're looking to sell it, stick to your guns on that. Don't take the first offer. Have it appraised for sure. Fur coats are kind of out of my realm, but Marshall Fields never worn with the price
about,
tag.
Greg? I look
every week, and I just don't
fur coat
find it.
Guy. Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know.
I have a nice Marshall Fields collection for sure, and one day maybe we'll get into that. But yeah, with the tag, fur coat, never worn. Yeah, that's huge. Have a check out.
219 says they got a Chicago Police button badge from the 30s,
mm-hmm,
made from a dress uniform button.
Okay.
What that means.
Was that a sheriff button or a police button, or what was it?
Yeah, Chicago Police button.
Yeah, anything
badge from the
30s. Police badges are big. Yeah, definitely have that checked out.
All right. Let's go to Harry. Harry, what do you got, Harry?
Actually, it's Terry with a T.
We're having a good night tonight.
All right.
Terry, thank you for the call. Sorry for messing up your name. Terry, what do you got? What do you got, buddy?
I've got a sealed in the original box plastic on it. United Airlines mainliner model airplane, Douglas DC-7 H-168, four-engine era with optional landing gear.
Okay, great.
Well, optional, good.
No, you had me halfway through there. those are cool. The model airplanes, especially like any airlines where they would be like on an executive desk from back in the day, 50s, 60s, 70s, those hold their value. And if they're in good shape where your kids weren't playing with it, you can get a decent dollar for that. So maybe have someone look that up for you.
There you go.
Where would I go for that? My parents recently passed away and I found all this stuff.
Okay. I would, if you know someone, you know, who's good at eBay, just check the sold sections. Like, everyone always wants to look at what's available. Anyone can ask for anything for $1 million. You always want to click the sold button, and that will tell you what they're actually selling for. And maybe if you know someone who's good with eBay, they can help you out with that.
so I shouldn't go to like a model store or anything like that and try
No,
and
most of them, they probably won't know, to be honest with you. You might catch a guy who's really into that, and but you might have to go to three model stores. So
yeah, and they're not going to buy it off you, right?
Right, and if they do, they're going to try to get it cheap from you, and that's not good. So you want to get the most, and your parents held out on it that long, you might as well get the most for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Harry. Terry.
Terry.
That just tells you the calls are coming in fast, and Pete is throwing names up at record
speed.
Going on. It's got a lot going on in there. Let's go to Denise.
Uh-huh.
Denise.
Yes.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
You still have that, Eisenhower coin?
Yeah, and it's got description on here. It says Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Are you trying to get my job? Do you want to come in next Thursday?
No, I'm not trying to get that job.
I know. It's awesome to hear from you. So it's awesome to hear from you. What did you find out about that?
Oh, okay. It got the description on the back of it.
Okay.
Okay. And
you ready?
Said, huh?
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Hit me.
Okay. It said Dwayne Eisenhower was born October 14, 1890. Nickname Ike. Popular hero of World War II. It said added in arranging the Korea troop. First president of in.
That's a lot to put on a coin.
Of 50 states.
Yeah, that's a lot going on there.
They say he died March 28th. And,
are you sure you're not just reading his bio?
Right.
That sounds very. Like
that's
put
a
his
lot.
Bio on the back of
and
a coin.
And they say he was the 34th president.
Yeah.
Right.
Is what that about the, his favorite food? Does it put his favorite food on there, Denise?
No, I ain't got that.
Is that the only coin you have, or do you have? I hope you have others.
No, just the only one.
Oh man, then you got to take a trip to a coin shop and have that checked out.
Oh, okay, because I'm just gonna just throw in the draw.
Oh well, yeah, you could also keep it, hand it down, whatever But
it's interesting.
What do y'all think?
I like it, Denise. I think that it's. I've never heard of a coin with a 600-word bio on the back.
Right.
He got his picture on the front too.
Wow.
Like I said, are you sure it's not a plate? It seems like it'd be more of a plate than a coin. But
This looks like it's real because the color on this is brown looking. It's real. That seems like it's way back.
That coin must be really heavy.
1953 to 1961.
Here's what I suggest, Denise. I think that it's something of interest and it's unique, and I agree with Greg that you should look up, are there coin shops?
Like coin collectors, anything gold, metal, shops that will evaluate that for you.
And see if you can find out more about it. Denise, thanks so much for
thanks.
Calling back. It was
regular.
Great to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Denise. You're getting regular,
I know.
Sir, Greg.
We're building.
That's great. That is the weirdest coin.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on. I think,
a lot going
I don't
on.
Think she read everything on it myself, but we'll find out. Stay tuned.
Chapter 2, right. All right, so... 312 says, hi, I'm in Pilsen. I have autographs from Mike Singletary, Dan Hampton, Todd Bell, Steve McMichael, Doug Plank, Leslie Frazier, and several others on the same piece of paper. Is that worth anything?
Wow. On a regular piece of paper, I mean, you'd have to, maybe mat that and put some maybe pictures of them around it, present that a little bit better. Then you might be talking about something, but just on a plain sheet of paper, I don't know,
You mentioned a couple times, about if somebody is interested, like, for instance, let's say that piece of paper was something that piqued your interest, or maybe some of the stuff we heard earlier, like even the model plane.
Right.
And you mentioned about eBay. I mean, to help people who may have come across this stuff because, they were cleaning out a deceased parent or a loved one, or maybe they inherited something. If they are in a situation where they think they have something, what's the process? I mean, for them to go to eBay, that's one thing, but what's the process when they get serious about trying to, monetize it?
Well, everyone, it's worth to different people like their time to check it out and to go through the process of selling it and then shipping it. And then you got to hope everything goes well with them receiving it and so forth. First off, if it's a monetary amount that you can't afford to lose, always put a signature on it. But if you can afford to lose it, then just send it regular with tracking number. As far as finding out what it's worth, like I said, we always tell people coin collectors or sportsmen, check those places out. But I think it's worth, if you just spend a little time on eBay, you can figure out how it works. And like I said, always click that, filter where it says sold. because, like I said, anyone can list a cracker for $1 million. You know,
right,
I mean?
So right.
You want to make sure it was
cracker.
Sold for that, right? You know, right. could have Abraham Lincoln on it or something.
Before we go to the news, let's bring in Flip because Flip has a tip for Denise when it comes
great.
To coins. Flip, thanks for joining us. So, what's a tip for Denise and her Eisenhower coin?
Well, I don't know anything about the Eisenhower coin, but she has to watch out for anybody with any kind of coinage and wants to take them into dealers.
Right.
They might want to lowball them or,
exactly.
you know.
Yeah.
And then there's a place downtown in the city that I took some coins there that I got out of change, very, very old times. And the first coin shop I called, now we can only give you the silver value.
Right.
You know, which is $50 or $70. But either way, I really wanted to get them appraised. And there's a place downtown. And I guess this goes all the way across the board with any place. But they'll have you sign a contract for the appraisal. And then they'll get a certain percentage of the sale.
Whatever comes
right,
out.
Yeah. Right. And you're almost always going to get lowballed if you take it to, you know, professional because they have to make their money as well.
This is true.
Again,
right, thanks, Flip.
But like, you know, a 1950s quarter with the silver amount, you can get $9 for a quarter from like 1950. So just a little bit of research. I'm sure everyone has someone in their family that's doing eBay that knows a little
right.
bit about it.
And thank you, Flip, for giving me my new name for my independent band. Very, very old dimes.
Nice. That works.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very old dimes.
Yep.
All right. All right, we'll take a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll play some more swap meet. If you got some junk memorabilia or Chicago history in your possession and you want to know what it's worth, 312-981-7200. That's the number. Greg Flam's in studio. DuPage Picker on Twitter. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN 720, playing Swap Meet, but that news is terrible.
Yep.
Dallas police talking that three officers were killed, seven others injured after sniper shootings during Dallas protests. The worst part is suspects at large. That's awful. That's tough to hear, and heart goes out to all the victims, the people who were shot, obviously the deceased police officers. There'll be more on this story coming from Rob Martyr, WGN News. Also, making sure we got people on the ground there. We're going to start seeing if Jim Ryan can join us. We'll pick it up as well. I mean, this is not a good night in America, where a sniper, maybe possibly two snipers, shot 10 police officers, killing three in Dallas, Texas tonight.
Yep.
Wow. Earlier reports were that the suspects were in custody, but the Dallas police chief said there are no suspects in custody. So we'll keep you updated on that story here on WGN Radio. 312-981-7200. We're playing Swap Meet. This is where we're sort of Chicago Antique Roadshow, where we are sort of evaluating your memorabilia. There are some texts. Greg Flam's in studio with me at DuPage Picker. Let's go through some of the things that are coming through. 773 says that the Eisenhower medallion that Denise is talking about, there are a couple on eBay. Denise should check that out.
Right. Like I said, that's a good way to compare what you have, and then condition plays into it as well. So you can evaluate how your coin would fall in with that then.
So it's a medallion.
Yeah, that's well, and that's, you know, if you don't know what it is, you know,
it's
you
a good
think
play
it's a coin.
To do it. Yeah, right. So. Right. 219, a 1992 Pittsburgh Penguins Wheaties box signed by the entire team.
Wow. Yeah, that's something, especially since they won this past year as well. So I you know, again, you can look that up as well and see where it falls in. The entire team, obviously, it might be hard to find another one that has the entire team. So
yeah, right.
What I suggest there when you list it is start with an auction. You know, don't start with a set amount, buy it now. Do an auction so you can, you know, maybe get a bidding war going on it.
815 says, I have a desk from Chicago Public School back in the day when the desks were connected in the front and back to each other.
Yeah, those people are definitely using those, repurposing and not even repurposing, just grabbing them like they are and putting them in a room. You know, I noticed you guys have a desk in the green room.
That's very similar to that. Yeah, yeah. So how much can I get for that desk?
Oh, that's good. I'll check that out, and maybe next Thursday we can work on something.
Yeah. Let's go to Carol. Carol's on the line. Carol, what do you got, Carol?
Hey, I got a flag pin from the gay games that were here in Chicago a few years ago, and also golf balls. Okay. I didn't know if there'd be any value to that.
Yeah.
Someone's got a Gatorade container, too.
Okay. If it's from a few years ago, chances are it's online. You can probably find that. Otherwise, try a sports collector. But the shops, you know, something like that, they're probably going to say, oh, it's not worth that much. So maybe just go online and check that out.
847 says, when Kerry Wood was in his prime, I bought a baseball autographed by him that came with a photo of him signing the ball. No certificate of authenticity, though. Is it worth anything?
Well, at least you have the photo. That helps. You know, obviously, Kerry Wood holds pretty good value. And it's, again, it's something you can check out. But it's great to keep the photo with that. And maybe, you know, if it's worth anything, maybe have it matted and mounted somehow to display it better. And then you'll get a little bit more money for that.
Let's go to John. John, what do you got, John?
Okay, well, I kind of got a question. You talk about medallions, and you talk about coins.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to be a coin, you're talking about legal tender of some country, correct? Okay. I got a medallion, and coins are worth something on how many was minted on them.
Right.
And it's rare, correct?
Yeah, the amount minted is definitely increases or decreases the value.
Yeah. I got a 1 ounce gold 999 Jordan coin made by Highland Mint. They made 100 of them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, gold.
What's that worth?
I couldn't give you the exact amount, but definitely you got gold involved there. You got Jordan. So you got, you know, a lot going for it. I would definitely have it checked out. And chances are you could bring it to like a coin or, you know, sports memorabilia place and have them check it out. But, you know, you'll probably get more money off or online rather for that than at a store.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for that. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what do you got, Brian?
Okay. Like I said, 1984, I broke my leg. Okay. I got my cast on and I met Minnie Minosa and he was doing a show at Walgreens and everything, and he signed my cast.
Okay.
And
that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
The next day or two, I went to the doctor and I had him cut that part off.
Okay.
Of my cast. I was just thinking what would be the value
of your cast.
Well, first off, I mean, it's something that personal happened. Would you want to keep it for yourself, maybe? Or maybe?
Yeah.
But just in case.
But everyone has their price. I understand.
Just in case.
If it's worth a lot, you wouldn't mind parting. I understand. I mean, did you happen to get the picture with him? Or, I mean, you have to have a picture of him signing it, but, you know, a picture with him?
No, but then there's another picture I have with Ernie Banks.
Oh, okay.
I had my cast on.
Okay. And he signed it as well, or no?
No, Ernie Banks did not.
Okay.
I did have my picture with Banks, and it was in Walgreens.
Oh, in the store itself? So, okay, you weren't in the hospital, I'm taking it.
Yeah. No, I was not in the hospital. But it was just really, because they had a big thing in Chicago where, you know, the players were coming around Minosa and Banks. And I just thought it was great, and I was... Like I said, I was all busted up with my leg, and Minosa signed it.
Right. Well, Bank. That's pretty cool. I just don't know, you know, what the market would be on that. I think it'd be something, you know,
thanks,
it
Brian.
Would mean more to you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. All right. Let's check out some texters. We've got 773, a metal Mickey Mouse thermos that came in the metal lunchbox from the 60s.
Yeah, though, anything Disney, and especially thermoses, if he's got the whole, does he say he has the whole lunchbox and the thermos?
No,
or just
he
the
says
thermos?
A metal Mickey Mouse thermos that came in a metal lunchbox from the 60s. Okay, so you have to interpret
that,
Greg.
If you just have the thermos, obviously that brings the value down. But if it's in great shape and from that era, you know, there can't be too many around. So you might want to look that up as well.
Well, Greg, another great night of my favorite night of the week, swap meet. Thanks for all the callers that called in, 312-981-7200, and also the texters. We're going to cut it short because we're going to do a little update on Dallas. We'll see you next Thursday. Great job tonight as well. And thanks for bringing in all the the memorabilia. We'll see if you can get something for the Pocket Fisherman.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do with that. Thanks, Justin. Always fun.
You can find Greg at DuPage Picker on Twitter.